Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friend, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. I'm excited to start this best of episode with you, but before I do that, I wanted to let you know that my new high performance planner is finally out into the world. I'm so excited about this, guys. If you haven't heard about it, I spent the last 3 years putting this planner together for you. I wanted to help you, give you a tool that would make you more productive, that would make you more focused on the things that mattered, that helped you prioritize like a pro, that helped you really get ahead faster by asking the right questions of yourselves each day, each week, and each month. And this planner is kind of like a two-in-one tool in that it's basically a day planner meets a productivity journal. So every single day, there's your day schedule available to you, but it also begins with a morning mindset section where you ask yourself 10 questions. It ends the day where you ask 6 strategic questions so you can capture your learnings and your ahas and your breakthroughs of the day, but you can also score yourself because there's a scorecard for each and every day of your life where it helps you measure whether or not you're staying on your high performance habits. There's also full assessments every week and every month, like your whole life assessment. So you're looking at different areas of your life to see where you're on track or where you're lagging behind or where you need to focus more. There's things that really help you get in the right mindset, habits, and behaviors that we know will help you succeed over the long term. So you can go on Amazon right now and you can just type in high performance planner. And I'm so pumped for you to get this because we really did a lot of work on it. People are like, how did you spend 3 years to make a planner? I'm like, well, it's not one of those, you know, pseudo gratitude journals where it's like a couple nice quotes and a bunch of empty pages. This is a workhorse of a planner. It is a strategic thinking person's sort of tool that will allow them to get ahead faster. Here's the description on Amazon, and I'll tell you all the different ways you can get it and all the different colors and all the specs because I'm super pumped about it. And I've never really done much talking about this type of product here on the podcast, but this is really the culmination of 20 years of my research. I'm pumped about it. So here's what the Amazon description reads. It's really well done. I thought I'd read it to you. It says, this combination planner and journal helps readers strategize their lives and increase their performance via writing prompts, self-assessments, and calendars, all backed by science and the author's 20 years coaching the highest performers in business, athletics, entertainment, and beyond. That's me. The High Performance Planner is a 2-in-1 day planner and journal based on the world's largest study of how high performers increase productivity, set goals, prioritize projects, outperform their peers, and create the positive mindset and habits needed to win the day. Through morning mindset journal prompts, daily goal boxes, evening scorecards, weekly habit assessments, monthly project planning, and proprietary whole life balance sheets, the planner helps you think more strategically, prioritize, achieve your goals faster, and become more focused, happy, and productive, and we've measured it. So I'm pumped about this because if you'll just go to Amazon and get this, you're gonna be blown away by the price because these planners, they're 60 days each, so they last 60 days. And we also have a full year planner pack where you can get all the colors. There's 6 different colors. There's like, you know, black, red, yellow, green, orange, and blue. And amazingly, classic black is the most popular. But I hope you'll go get one because I really want to hear you crush it this next year. And I know that's going to take a lot of discipline and focus on your side. So I apologize for the long rant here, but I'm really excited about it. And if you didn't hear, when we launched it, I don't know when you're listening to this, but we launched it 4 days ago through Instagram, and it immediately became a top 20 best-selling book across all books on Amazon, which is amazing because it's not technically a book. It's a planner, but I'm pumped that it did that well. In fact, both the single classic black planner and the full year planner pack both charted in the top 20 of Amazon just upon announcement. It was crazy. And that's good news and bad news. Good news is I'm pumped. Everybody wants it. Bad news is I do know their inventory. And listen, you need to order this the second you are listening to this right now, my friend, because they'll be all gone by the time, the end of this week. So I think you better go get it, especially if you want to get this by Christmas. It is necessary to go place your order. I know Amazon just placed a big order of the classic black one. So those should be available. All the other colors and the full year planner pack might be sold out by the time you're listening to this. So make sure you go to Amazon, just type in high performance planner or just go to highperformanceplanner.com. So that's on Amazon, high performance planner or highperformanceplanner.com. If you're listening in the UK, Australia, or Canada, we have the Amazon links available for those specific countries to all of the colors and the options available to you, again, posted at highperformanceplanner.com. Y'all, I'm excited about this. This is what I've used for the last 3 years in beta with groups, but also with myself to pull together basically everything I've ever taught in high performance and put it into one tool that can really keep you on track. So if you've ever gone through my programs or you've watched my YouTube or you like these episodes, these best of episodes, this is going to help you operationalize that learning. And why does all this matter? Because you shouldn't feel so overwhelmed. You shouldn't feel so distracted. You shouldn't feel so stressed. You shouldn't lose focus so often. And you shouldn't lose the momentum that comes with great personal growth tracking. And when you're assessing your habits and your whole life, every week and every month, in the strategic ways that we do that are science-backed to help you get higher performance, I promise you, it'll be a game changer for you. Go to highperformanceplanner.com or go to Amazon. Just type in High Performance Planner. Get yours now. Get a bunch for your team, for your family, your friends. It's the holiday gifts of gifts, my friends. Highperformanceplanner.com. Thank you for all your support. Now enjoy this episode of The Brendan Show, where we're going to jump in to some of the best of training. Here we go. Part of performance planning is understanding what's really commanding us. What is really keeping us doing well in these areas or poorly in these areas? There isn't necessarily this destination where you're coming in, you're like, I have this one line purpose statement and that is my life. Oh! You know, it's like, no, hey, we all deal with these dimensions of our life. Let's improve them and optimize them and have them running at the best level we can. Let's make improvement our goal. Let's make overall high performance our goal. Let's get all the cylinders of our life, all the pistons, just going at their full capacity at the best levels so we feel fully charged, energized, engaged, enthusiastic about life. You know, one of the great movements and changes in someone's life is when they sit down and honestly address, take a full accounting of their life and say, you know what? I'm really happy in my career right now, but I've decimated my family doing that. Or they say, you know what? I'm really happy with my family right now, but I feel like I'm not contributing my uniqueness to the world. Or they say, you know what? Everything's going great. My relationships are amazing. My career is amazing, but I feel dead all day. You know? I don't know what it is for you. But let's be honest, if any of these areas are out of whack, let's improve them. And let's approach a high performance mindset. A high performance mindset is holistic in nature. We look at our overall life. Remember I said high performance living? It's a lifestyle, it's a journey. It's trying to say, let me optimize as many things around as I can so that I just feel like everything's just humming along. I'm in a flow state in a lot of different areas of my life. And a lot of people have that in one area, but not others. And that's where they usually feel like something is missing or they feel a lack of connection. And the good news is today, I can tell you without doubt, there's just three primary reasons that are causing all of it. And there's two primary frames, mentalities that are causing all of it. Might sound like a big promise, but test me on this. So maybe you've had goals all your life in these areas and you haven't achieved them. This is the enduring part. Over a long period of time, the reason that these are in the areas they are for you, if you rated this as a number 2, and this at a level 7, and this at a level 6, and that at a level 4, these are the reasons they are at their level right now, over an enduring pace of time. The first reason is very simple, and you know this, and this will be a lot of your work in high performance, is how much attention you've given them. I know that's so basic, but the fundamental aspect of getting to the next level of high performance is giving more energy, presence, and focus to those areas that we need to. It's the attention, right? You take a high-performing athlete. The next level for them usually isn't a million tweaks. It's that one area of focus you got. They got to get more focus there. And think about the attention that you've had in your life. Some people, their attention has been on their career for so long that they haven't had any attention on side projects that gave them passion. They've kind of lost their religion, their spiritual connection, their spirituality or presence. They've wrecked some relationships, they've ruined a marriage, and they're in horrible health. Because too much of their attention was only there. All these other ones they blocked out, they only gave it there. Now, it makes it so frustrating. You're like, but Brendan, I mean, it's hard to give attention to all those things. And I say, yes, that's the point. That's what high performance demands. The challenge. You've got to say, you know what? It is, I get it. It is a lot of work. Remember, rule 1, high performance learning, honor the struggle. You can handle it. Maybe you haven't been handling it well recently, or maybe you know there's another level to handle it. What are you giving attention to right now? I mean, really, if you think about it,
Not just like, go, where are you going through the motions? I'm not interested in where people are going through the motions. I'm interested in is where is their vital attention in life right now? Their vital attention. I mean, where they're really giving extraordinary amounts of attention and energy to things. And if you're doing that in some way in every one of these areas, even it could be so simple. It could be so simple that the attention with your lover, you're going to do a date night. Great, start a date night. And when you're at that date, extraordinary amounts of energy and joy and fun at that date night, regardless of the other person's mood, it's on you. You give the attention and see where that goes. I mean, you know the transformation that you get, right? So where has your attention been? A lot of people suffer in their career with attention because their attention isn't anywhere here. Here's where their attention is, out there, social media. Their attention, the media, their attention, things that live way beyond themselves that have no categorical impact in any areas of their life. Has nothing to do with their giving or their contribution, has nothing to do with their family and friends, has nothing to do with health, but they're and not even with their hobby. They're just following and giving their attention to the stupidest things. You know, listen, the average American watches 4 hours of television now. I mean, even the most generous reports would say 3 hours of television per day, the average American. That means over the average American adult lifespan, they're often consuming more than 13 years of television, 24/7. Their attention is on the boob tube, and they're wondering why their family isn't as vibrant as it could be, why they've lost their connection to God or spirit or just presence and attention to everyday details of life. They're wondering why their health went to crap, because their attention went to the boob tube. And I mean, 13 years of their life. So we got to think, where is our attention? This is everything in life. Where your attention goes, as you've heard, energy flows. Where your attention goes, success follows. Without that and getting a vital sense of that back, we can't improve. Maybe there's someone in your life, in your relationships, that needs that right now. Maybe right now you've been so wrecked in your health, you really got to focus there. I don't know where it is for you. Give yourself the baseline, the rating, and start following the plan. Please do that for yourself. It is your everything here can be in some way or another traced back to how much attention you've been giving it over an enduring state of time. So make sure you focus on how much area of attention you're giving to these. The second reason we have the enduring experiences is affect, emotion, right? Emotion, presence. That's everything, right? Not only mental, like consciousness, but emotion, affect in psychology, right? How much affect are we feeling? Connection. How much is our senses, our emotions, our in-the-moment vitality connected to the things? Because you know what? There's a war right now in this world, and the war is on you, where the media and the outside world is trying to steal your attention, trying to tell you how to feel. Usually they're trying to make you feel less than you are, so you buy their thing. And it's all about getting you to feel negative or judgmental. I mean, listen to the trash talk radio or these hardliners on opposite sides of the political spectrum who are trying to get everyone infuriated and mad. Everyone's trying to get everyone mad and infuriated today. Anger, 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 conflict, conflict, conflict. It's terrible. And those emotions you can start feeling them, because we do mirror the emotions of our immediate peer group and our culture. And all of a sudden, if we're not emotionally connected to these things, the ratings start going down. So how much emotion have you been bringing to your partner, your spouse, your lover? How much emotion have you been demonstrating, feeling, expressing at work? How much emotion have you allowed yourself to feel and get into at church, or in the moments where you're meditating, or as you walk through the day and you happen to notice the beauty and feel this intrigue of nature? How often is that all happening for you? And a lot of people, the next level of high performance for them is, frankly, it's emotional. It's getting them back into their life. And there's no specific how. It's just telling them to do it. It's like, you know what? Be more emotional with your spouse. You know what? Care more about the next game. You know what? Care more about the next promotion. Just care more, you know? Because some people, they just stop caring. They're just going through. And they blame everybody else. Well, they don't care, so I don't care. Well, they didn't reward me, so I don't care no more. Well, they judge me, so I don't care no more. And their lack of emotional connection to life is making them feel miserable. And they don't know it. They think, well, you don't understand, Brendan, I have too much emotion. No, you don't. You have too much reactive emotion. You're reacting to things emotionally, and usually negative. You're feeling hurt. You're feeling like the victim. That's a reactive emotion. I'm talking about, you want to improve all these things, you need to bring the affect. What we say at High Performance Academy always, bring the joy. You need to bring more emotion into every area of here, and then it matters, it changes. You need to find something to care for again, to fight for again, to love for again. You got to bring emotion back into it. Like, if your art lacks emotion, it sucks, and you know it. And people need to be told that, and it's hard. I had to be told that. Someone said, Brendan, I watch your videos. You're much more emotional in real life, much more expressive, but your videos sometimes, you know, you're not. I'm like, dang, I got to work on that. And it sucks to hear someone say that, but if it's truth, connect with it and improve it. Last element, the world is fighting for your attention, they are fighting for your emotion, and they are fighting for what you do on a daily basis, the amount of action that you take. Here's the deal. In each of these areas, you have a behavior, and that behavior, that set of actions or habits, has led to a result there. And my question for you is very simple, is how much action are you consistently applying to these areas to improve them? Some people say, oh, you know what? I'm gonna improve my relationship with my friends. So they say, hey friends, let's go out to, you know, lunch, or let's go party tonight. And they do that, but they only do it once a year. That improvement, that relationship will never improve. There has to be a consistency of action to gain the momentum necessary to tip the scale to actually improve the ratings in each of these areas. But the world wants you to take the actions that they want. They want you to watch this thing, do that thing, buy that thing, which all, that's all fine if it improves your life. But most people's actions, they're running in a circle, solving problems that don't need to be solved, doing activities that are busy work but not their life's work, and that's why they don't feel vital in here. The actions that you're taking in your health matter. So what are they? Could you write them down? Say, Brendan, these are the actions I'm taking in my health on a consistent basis. Could you write them down? If we went out to lunch and I said, what are the actions you're doing right now to improve your relationships with your family? Sometimes we just need somebody to come into our life and do this for us. Put our attention back on these things so that we can get emotionally back in the game and taking new actions to improve it. That's how we get you to high performance. We put your attention on something, we give you emotional charge to it, so you want to improve it, we give you actions to improve it, and over a period of time, those three things together, boom, those improve all those ratings, don't they? And these things explain where you're at. If you've been avoiding difficult, you know, situations at work, well, you're not as happy with your mission because you haven't been taking the actions you know you need to. So this is how life works. I know this might be for some of you just a common sense personal development 101 review, but we all need it, don't we? Always believe that you can be a high performer. It is a choice, and you'll get there. All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. You know, just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autograph books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com.
brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook
was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.